Renewable Energy. Section 2. Alternative Energy and Conservation. To achieve a future where energy use is sustainable, we must make the most of the energy sources we already have and develop new sources of energy. Alternative energy describes energy sources that are still in development. Some renewable energy sources that we use now, such as geothermal power, were once considered alternative energy. For an alternative energy source to become a viable option for the future, the source must be proven to be cost-effective. Also, the environmental effects of using the energy source must be acceptable. Government investment is often the only way to research some of these future energy possibilities. Tidal power. Tides are the movement of water in the oceans and seas caused by gravitational attraction between the sun, earth, and moon. The tides, which happen twice each day, are marked by the rising and falling of the sea level. The energy of the tides was used nearly 1,000 years ago to power mills in France and Britain. Today, tidal power is used to generate electricity in countries such as France, Russia, and Canada. As Figure 13 shows, a tidal power plant works much like a hydroelectric dam. As the tide rises, water flows behind a dam. When the sea level falls, the water is trapped behind the dam. When the water in the reservoir is released, it turns a turbine that generates electricity. Although tidal energy is renewable and non-polluting, it will not become a major energy source in the future. The cost of building and maintaining a tidal power plant is high, and there are few locations that are suitable. Ocean thermal energy conversion. In the tropics, the temperature difference between the surface of the ocean, which is warmed by solar energy, and deep ocean waters can be as much as 24 degrees Celsius or 43 degrees Fahrenheit. An experimental power station off the shores of Hawaii uses this temperature difference to generate electricity. This technology, which is shown in Figure 14, is called Ocean Thermal Energy Conversion, or OTEC. In this system, warm surface water is used to boil seawater. This is possible because water boils at low temperatures when it is at low pressure in a vacuum chamber. The boiling water turns into steam, which spins a turbine. The turbine runs an electric generator. Cold water from the deep ocean cools the steam, turning the steam into water that can be used again. Japan has also experimented with OTEC power, but so far, no project has been able to generate electricity cost-effectively. One problem with OTEC is that the power needed to pump cold water up from the deep ocean uses about one-third of the electricity the plant produces. The environmental effects of pumping large amounts of cold water to the surface are also unknown. Hydrogen, a future fuel source? Hydrogen, the most abundant element in the universe, can be burned as a fuel. Hydrogen is found in every molecule of living things, and it is found in water. Hydrogen does not release pollutants associated with burning fossil fuels and biomass. When hydrogen is burned, it combines with oxygen to produce water vapor, a harmless byproduct. Hydrogen gas, or H2, can be produced by using electricity to split molecules of water, or H2O. In the future, we may also be able to grow plants to produce hydrogen cost-effectively, as shown in Figure 15. The challenge of hydrogen fuel. Why is hydrogen the fuel of the future and not of today? There are two main problems. First, the current methods that are used to produce hydrogen are not very efficient. They require a lot of energy, are expensive, and cause pollution. In the future, this problem may be solved by producing hydrogen from water using solar power. Second, a lot of hydrogen is needed to produce the same amount of energy as a tank of gasoline. Therefore, the hydrogen must be compressed to fit into a vehicle. Tanks that hold hydrogen safely at high pressure are still being developed. Fuel cells. Fuel cells, like the one in Figure 16, may be the engines of the future. Like a battery, a fuel cell produces electricity chemically by combining hydrogen fuel with oxygen from the air. When hydrogen and oxygen are combined, electrical energy is produced and water is the only byproduct. Fuel cells can be fueled by anything that contains plenty of hydrogen, including natural gas, alcohol, or even gasoline. The space shuttles have used fuel cells for years. In the change from cars powered by internal combustion engines to those powered by fuel cells, vehicles may get hydrogen from gasoline so that they can be refueled at existing gas stations. Energy efficiency. Energy efficiency is the percentage of energy put into a system that does useful work. Energy efficiency can be determined using this simple equation. Energy efficiency in percentage equals useful energy out divided by energy in times 100. Thus, the efficiency of a light bulb is the proportion of electrical energy that reaches the bulb and is converted into light energy rather than into heat. The relationship between the transfer of energy to the work done and the heat transferred is known as the first law of thermodynamics. This law explains that the energy going in must equal the energy coming out of a system. Therefore, any heat transfer reduces the energy available for work, thus affecting efficiency. This relationship holds true for biological systems as well as physical systems. Most of our devices are fairly inefficient. More than 40% of all commercial energy used in the United States is wasted. Most of it is lost from inefficient fuel-wasting vehicles, furnaces, and appliances, and from leaky, poorly insulated buildings. We could save enormous amounts of energy by using fuel cells instead of internal combustion engines in cars, and by changing from incandescent to fluorescent light bulbs, as shown in Table 1. However, many increases in efficiency involve sacrifices or investments in new technology. Efficient transportation. Nothing would increase the energy efficiency of American life more than developing efficient engines to power vehicles and increasing the use of public transportation systems. The internal combustion engines that power most vehicles use fuel inefficiently and produce air pollution. The design of these engines has hardly changed since 1900, but they may change radically in the next 50 years. However, in the United States, gasoline prices have been so low that there has been little demand for fuel-efficient vehicles, which are more common in other countries. Hybrid cars. Hybrid cars, such as the one shown in Figure 17, are examples of energy-efficient vehicles. Hybrid cars use a small, efficient gasoline engine most of the time, but they also use an electric motor when extra power is needed. Hybrid cars feature other efficient technologies. They convert some of the energy of braking into electricity, and they store this energy in the battery. To save fuel, hybrid cars sometimes shut off the gasoline engine, such as when the car is idling. Hybrid cars are also designed to be aerodynamic, and they are made of lightweight materials, so they need less energy to accelerate. Hybrid cars cost less to refuel than conventional vehicles, and they produce less harmful emissions. These benefits are leading automakers to design many hybrid car models, including hybrid trucks and SUVs. Cogeneration. One way to use fuel more efficiently is cogeneration, the production of two useful forms of energy from the same fuel source. For example, the waste heat from an industrial furnace can power a steam turbine that produces electricity. The industry may use the electricity or sell it to a utility company. Small cogeneration systems have been used for years to supply heat and electricity to multiple buildings at specific sites. Small units suitable for single buildings are now available in the United States. Energy conservation. Energy conservation means saving energy. It can occur in many ways, including using energy-efficient devices and wasting less energy. The people in Figure 18 are conserving energy by bicycling instead of driving. Between 1975 and 1985, conservation made more energy available in the United States than all alternative energy sources combined did. Cities and towns saving energy. The town of Osage, Iowa, numbers 3,600 people. You might not think that a town this small could make much of a difference in energy conservation. Yet the town adopted an energy conservation plan that saves more than $1 million each year. The residents plug the leaks around windows and doors where much of the heat escapes from a house. In addition, they replaced inefficient furnaces and insulated their hot water heaters. Businesses in Osage also found ways to conserve energy. In addition to saving energy, the town has greatly improved its economy through energy conservation. Businesses have relocated to the area in order to take advantage of low energy costs. Unemployment rates have also declined. This small town in Iowa is just one example of the dramatic benefits of energy conservation. Conservation around the home. The average household in the United States spends more than $1,500 on energy bills each year. Unfortunately, much of that energy is wasted. Most of the energy lost from homes is lost through poorly insulated windows, doors, walls, and the roof. So a good way to increase energy efficiency is to add to the insulation of a home. Replacing old windows with new high-efficiency windows can reduce your energy bill by 15%. Two of the best places to look for ways to conserve energy are doors and windows. Much of the energy lost from a house escapes as hot air in winter or cold air in summer passes through gaps around doors and windows. Hold a ribbon up to the edges of doors and windows. If it flutters, you've found a leak. Sealing these leaks with caulk or weather stripping will help conserve energy. There are dozens of other ways to reduce energy use around the home. Some of these are shown in Figure 19. Conservation in daily life. There are many simple lifestyle changes that can help save energy. First, remember that using less of any resource usually translates into saving energy. For example, washing your clothes in cold water uses only 25% of the energy needed to wash your clothes in warm water. Table 2 lists a few ways that you can conserve energy every day. Can you think of other ways? You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.